As more New Jersey residents receive funding to repair or rebuild their Sandy-damaged homes, the pace of construction along the Jersey Shore is picking up. But federal officials are worried that inconsistencies between state and federal construction standards might confuse some homeowners into rebuilding improperly. New Jersey Public Radio Scott Gurian reports that could leave people without flood insurance.
Dane Sprague may be the busiest guy in Long Beach Township.
At this point, the pilings are all in. The first floor is set. You can see they're building the walls on the first floor. So that means the subfloor is down.
Sprague inspects and issues permits for construction projects in the Barrier Island community, where over 1,500 homes were flooded. He and his colleagues have been working pretty much nonstop in the year and a half since the storm. And with the building boom comes a whole host of rules they need to make sure homeowners follow.
New Jersey is a very regulated state as far as construction goes. Obviously, when you get into a flood zone, it adds a whole new layer on top of the general building requirements.
But in some cases, the state rules don't meet the minimum federal standards. And that's important because it could mean homeowners who pay for federal flood insurance won't be covered if they're damaged in another storm. Sprague says it's important to follow all the requirements.
If they're telling you your first floor has to be 8 foot high, and we say we only want you to be 7 foot high, if we get a flood, none of those homes that are seven are going to be compliant with FEMA regulations. So now you're going to have a group of homes that are outside of help regarding flood insurance, regarding maybe some of the other state programs that, you know, crop up after a major storm like that, too.
While years of experience have helped Sprague to be well-versed in the regulations, knowing all the proper rules to follow can be complicated for local officials who may be poorly trained and overwhelmed after an event like Sandy. So some people were concerned when the state of New Jersey adopted emergency building rules after the storm that conflicted with several of the federal requirements. John Miller with the New Jersey Association for Floodplain Management says this is likely to cause even more confusion and could lead residents to make expensive mistakes.
The homeowner, whether they're getting grant money, they're using their flood insurance money, or any way they're doing it, they could be spending money on a retrofit of a structure that would be non-compliant, and that's going to cost them money over the long haul. It's also going to be an issue if they go to sell that property. And it would be reflected in the higher premiums in flood insurance.
Miller fears that some towns might approve certain types of construction that are allowed by the state without being aware that federal requirements prohibit it. But New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection spokesman Larry Haina says he doesn't think the different rules are a problem.
I think what we're talking about here, you know, is really almost like minutia. It's significant, but at the same time, it's not the end of the world.
The state's post-Sandy building rules don't distinguish between different types of flood zones. They allow officials to measure a home's elevation by the height of its first floor rather than its support beams, and they permit a federally prohibited process known as wet floodproofing. But Haina says there's no reason to worry.
And I say that because we have two sets of rules that apply in New Jersey. Since all buildings in New Jersey's flood hazard areas are subject to both the Flood Hazard Area Control Act rules and the Uniform Construction Code, the highest standard always prevails. So, you know, we're confident that people are building to the appropriate elevations.
But the Federal Emergency Management Agency is concerned that asking local officials to compare various sets of rules to determine which one to follow will cause problems to occur. They've sent a letter to the state threatening sanctions, including suspension from the National Flood Insurance Program if the rules aren't fixed. State officials say they're reviewing their regulations to ensure consistency. For WNYC, I'm Scott Gurian.
That report is part of our Sandy Rebuild collaboration with NJSpotlight.org.